Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Life. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Mid-morning awakening, bleak grey whiteness, nothingness. The eye stares through your mirror, such an entanglement. Unstained sheets, figures with no regress. The doubts cast a shadow here. This could be New York, this could be London, I don't care anymore. Wearing a suit, a black suit, wearing this tie, a black tie, carrying this case, a black case. I walk down the street, the people are staring, the taxi cab is slow. Piano falls from above. It smashes and burns away.
We were enjoying that, weren't we? We sat back.
A bit too much.
Bit too much.
Back to 1981
yeah.
for the 4 o'clock classic today. Sheffield Clock DVA, their second album, First, you heard 4 hours. And played, not only because we've never played them before, to mark the release of Dan Dylan Ray's book. Fantastic book. Go on.
Groovy, laid back, and nasty.
And nasty.
History of independent music in Sheffield.
Yeah, released earlier this week. It was a great event at Crook Social Club.
There was.
Dan was talking.
Even the bingo.
Even the bingo. Dan in conversation with...
Elizabeth Alker.
Elizabeth Alker, yes. He sat in that chair before.
He has
a long time ago.
Not this chair. They were older chairs then, weren't they?
It was older chair, yeah. Him and, I believe, Bob Saul were on the same show.
Same show.
Yeah. Not saying anything to do with the success of the book, but I'm not saying it's not either.
The breakdown has a small part in
that. That's a small part. Yeah, we're back this hour until 5 o'clock. We've got an album of the week by College East and plenty of other stuff, including The Return of Yard Act.
The Return of Yard Act, yes.
I'm going to be seeing tomorrow.
You're going to see them.
For free.
In the afternoon, for
I'm not
free.
Quite sure how this works, but I'm not...
Well, basically, they just play a gig and you haven't paid for it.
And that's how it works.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. Literally. Amazing. Okay. And this new single, it's Redeemer?
It is Redeemer.
Oh, good. Okay, that's all I've got.
They've announced an album, haven't they?
Yeah. Oh.
They've announced a tour.
Yeah.
A proper tour. Big dates. Playing the Octagon in Sheffield.
Big dates.
September?
October.
October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yes, let's just listen to Redeemer, shall we? You're going to need a little music. That's the name of the album. out on the 17th of July from Yard Act. That was Redeemer. And that tour is across the UK in November.
November.
We're both wrong. Sheffield on the 12th at the Octagon.
Okay. Give it a ding.
I'll give it a ding. Big one or a little one?
Big one.
I went big.
That's the on-release hat-trick button. Was it used last week? I think you did use it last week.
I did use it last week, yes.
But for this week, it signals the hat-trick for 1,000 Rabbits, who are the London-based band who have put out a couple of singles so far this year, and yesterday had their debut EP come out. It's called Are We Friends Yet? And from it, you're going to hear a track called Cinema Isle. And in a week's time, they're playing at Get Together Festival.
They are.
Aren't they?
Yes.
So there'll be no breakdown next week.
No breakdown next week.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Eyes to the sky, no angels here tonight, no dancing queens, no
The sixth and final studio album from Licky Lee, The After Party, came out yesterday, and that was Not Gone Cry from it. And I enjoyed that.
She'll be back.
I reckon. Yeah.
I reckon so.
She's just teasing us.
She will want to get past Fright and Rabbit on the Breakdown All
Time
list.
Well, that's it. It's not going to happen if she doesn't release more music.
That's who she's joined today
yeah.
with her 34th play? 33rd play.
33rd play.
33rd play. Heard Thousand Rabbits before, Cinema Isle from the Are We Friends Yet EP, which was out yesterday. Also out yesterday, I'm going to go to now, Fire Tools, the stage name of Angel, what is she called? Angel something.
Yes.
It's gone. Anyway, the album by Fire Tools was released yesterday on Warp Records, and it's called Lavender Networks. And the track you're going to hear features Sling Beam and is called Pleasant Valley Magic Cube of Holiness.
A poor translation.
from Lavender Networks by Fire Tools, Angel McLeod.
Yes.
That was a track called Pleasant Valley Magic Cube of Holiness, and it is a good representation of the eclectic nature of the record. I listened to it last night. No, I listened to it this morning. It was this morning I listened to it, and it's excellent. All right, what have you got for us?
What have I got? Something from the multi-talented Susan Bear, a long-time collaborator of Pictish Trail, various other Scottish musicians. That's released an album in 2024, Algorithmic Mood Music. This track, it's just a standalone song from what I can see. It was created almost entirely with hardware synthesizers and drum machines from the Glasgow Library of Synthesized Sound, where Susan works. That's a cool job.
Hmm.
Yes, this is called Utopia, and it'll be followed by second track from this week's album of the week. Oh, and guess what? It has your favourite musical trope.
Oh,
yes.
The album title.
Album title in the lyrics, but it's not the title track.
Get in. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Amber from OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I Think That I Might Love You is the name of the new album from Carl J. Easton. We said fourth earlier. Technically, it's the fifth. The first album was released, not under her own name, it was released under the name Et. But anyway, that was Red Kites in the Sun from that album. And it followed Susan Burr and Utopia.
My Treble 7 now.
Yep.
In a few minutes' time, you're going to hear tracks by Ugly Ozo and Comprador. But first, Kalayla with a second taste of her third album, New Avatar, which is out on July the 10th. This is Lincoln B.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
This is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
So first you heard Kalayla there, and it's the first part of the Treble 7 with a track called Link NB, and then something from Ugly Ozo's second EP Dive, which came out last week, and that was the single Jackpot. And I just noticed the track I've just played was also a single, which came out at the start of April. But I'm not going to hold my, I'm not going to be too hard on myself there, because
I'm going to be hard on you.
Well, you can be, but only God can judge me, and he's not real. Comprador is the band. It's the solo work project of Charlie Darden.
Yeah. You should have practiced that, shouldn't you?
I should have done. Whose first album was called Please Stay Off the Statue, and his second album is called Please Stay Off My Ass. And that was a track called Reduce Your Motion Blur.
I'll try.
Okay. That's all you can do.
Yes. My longest track...
That was a song about living with housemates, having a housemate, and who hear everything that you do and who might be judging you.
Ooh.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm glad you got that in.
Yeah.
My longest song of the day would have been Birds of Canada, but you played that. So my second longest song of the day is a new artist, but it's kind of not. It's a new collaboration between friend of the show, Kim Grant, Ravelo, and Simon Liddle, formerly of Frightened Rabbit, also collaborated with Carl J. Easton on the project Poster Paints a few years ago. They've got a new duo called Dovetailed, releasing an EP actually next week. It's a limited edition cassette it's out on. May the 17th. That's Sunday, isn't it? Because Get Together Saturday, 16th, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, on Sunday. Odd. Anyway, this track came out this week, and it's called Kitchen.
Thinking like so.
I think we're allowed to talk over these noises. They're getting louder, though. That's Kitchen from Dovetailed. Ooh, there it goes. And there is an album to come later this year, but as I said, that's part of a limited edition EP that the other three tracks are only available on that cassette. They're not going to be on streaming services.
Oh, okay.
Which is limiting, because not many people have cassette players these days.
Did they come, seem to be coming back?
Let them do that. That's fine. Yeah, they are.
That's,
yeah,
that's around. I'd not heard of this next artist until a couple of hours before the show. I was looking through Stereo Gum's Songs of the Week, and this sat there at number four. I think it should probably be higher. Prisoner du Temps is the name of the very, very French artist. Don't know if they're... I'll find out more details while this is playing, but the song, which translates into English as Freedom is Obtained Through Blood, is pronounced, and you kindly... I said you were going to say what this
no,
is.
No, I said I couldn't. La liberté s'obtient par la sang.
Wonderful.
You've no idea, though, have you? You're saying that, but... There's French people listening now cursing.
I know that this is good. I hope that this French person in a moment isn't going to be cursing. Second fade out here.
It's your turn to say the title.
La Liberté s'obtient par la sang.
Beautiful.
By Prisoner du Temps. It's just fading out there.
Yeah, you're fading out there.
I am fading out.
You're cheating.
Okay. What have we got next? Is it Artificial Go?
I've not got that lined up.
We should play that
because we both brought it.
Go on.
I'm going to get in my Best and Britain Brothers May song because it's very good, like all the others have been so far. And it's, well, it's an issue I'm doing in May.
Do it.
It's called The Cracks and the Creases and the Mistakes.
I'm sorry, in advance, if we scheme searching up the past. These are common situations. We like to think they're notable. The people in the stories are ourselves. And it's funny how the stories that we tell enjoy talent, don't end well. It's like the sad stuff makes us up. That's the case, let's hope it keeps on coming. The things we could have been, could have died at birth, could have been nothing, could have never met the people we all met, could have lost the stuff worth mentioning. When you get started, we can become quite insufferable. I'm sorry in advance if we keep stretching up the past. These are common situations. We like to think they're notable. The people in the stories are ourselves. And it's funny how the stories that we tell enjoy talent don't end well. It's like the sad stuff makes us us. That's the case, so it keeps on coming. We built a thing, it fell apart. We put in hours, left their mark. Right back at the start. If that's the case, let's hope it keeps on coming. Thought we were prepared, but life keeps on happening. We thought we could be the best, but life got in the way. And we thought we could be something. And I guess we became something in our own particular way. Your face, see the cracks and the creases and the mistakes. It's like a map of some new place, the place we built together.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
You know that I've said some things about you. And I've done my fair share of shit talking too. Both sides of the fences, I've gotten defensive. There's always two sides of the truth. Hell just froze over, 'cause we're both at the bottom of the bottle. And we're finding we got a few things in common, like horses and divorces. And we both like to drink. Shoulders. Now that we're older, it's all whiskey under the bridge. Hell just froze over, 'cause we're both at the bottom of the bottle. And we're finding we got a few things in common, like horses Texas, 'cause we both love cowboys and we're both from Texas. We both love Willie, but I mean really, what asshole doesn't like Willie? Hell just froze.
That was Casey Musgraves and Miranda Lambert with Ultimate Country Track. Apparently they've had some beef going back some time, so Miranda Lambert appearing on a Casey Musgraves track is kind of like a kind of, well, kind of burying the hatchet.
Okay.
The album Middle of Nowhere came out last week, and I think it's in the top 10 of the album charts.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Country.
One more track to go.
Yes. How long have I got to fill? I mean, how long have I got to talk up to this? So it
not finishes much.
Bang on it? Okay. Opus Kink, a brightest band we've never played before on the show. We've played the New Eves before. They have teamed up on this track. It's called The Head Tree.
10 more seconds.
The last thing you'll hear from us this week. Get together next week, so no show.
Yeah.
Joel will be back the week after.
I'll be in 2 weeks' time. Okay.
Goodbye.
Almost.
My name is Alice Mullen. I'm spinning in my grave.
I've been a tear in the air, I've been the dullest of stars, I've been a word.
This is Sheffield Live.
Greetings, world. And you're in tune to Selector K, you know? Sheffield Live Radio, you know? All of us, big up on ourselves.